This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov said Tuesday Moscow was ready to cooperate with the United Nations to help civilians in Ukraine, where Russia has been conducting a military operation for more than 2 months. During a press conference with visiting UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres, Lavrov said Russia wants to cooperate to, quote, alleviate the plight of the civilian population, end quote. Meanwhile, Guterres said Tuesday he was looking to find ways to stop the fighting in Ukraine as quickly as possible. And Kyiv wants the UN to seek an evacuation from Mariupol, AP correspondent Mike Gracia reports.
With United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres visiting Moscow today, Ukrainian Foreign Minister Dmytro Kuleba says the focus should be on one issue.
Evacuation of Mariupol. This is really something that UN is capable to do.
But at the United Nations, Russian Ambassador Dmitry Polyansky said evacuation from Mariupol is already possible.
Everyone who wants to get evacuated, for example, from Mariupol, has the opportunity to do so because we open humanitarian corridors.
Though Moscow now says its goal is to take the Donbas in eastern Ukraine, Russia launched a string of attacks Monday against rail and fuel installations in central and western Ukraine. The bombardment appeared designed to disrupt the shipment of supplies to Ukrainian forces. I'm Mike Gracia.
At a meeting with Ukraine's allies, U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin says they'll try to fulfill Kyiv's defense requirements.
My Ukrainian friends, we know the burden that you all carry, and we know, and you should know, that all of us have your back, and that's why we're here today, to strengthen the arsenal of Ukrainian democracy.
For more on these and other stories, visit us at voanews.com. This is VOA News. According to state media, North Korean leader Kim Jong-un threatened to U.S. and its allies with nuclear development during a speech at a military parade. AP correspondent Naomi Shannon reports.
Dressed in a white military ceremonial coat and surrounded by powerful missiles, Kim delivered the remarks at a parade marking 90 years of the North Korean army. According to state media, Kim says he will continue to pressure the United States and its allies and threatens to use nuclear weapons if provoked. This comes as South Korean President-elect Yoon Suk-yeol gets ready to take office next month. Yoon has strongly criticized President Moon's response to North Korean threats and vows to strengthen their defenses and relations with the West. I'm Naomi Shannon.
Britain on Tuesday said Twitter must be responsible following its purchase by Elon Musk, amid concerns it could overly relax content moderation policies under the controversial billionaire entrepreneur. The world's richest man struck a deal Monday to buy Twitter for $44 billion and has vowed to take a robust free speech stance on the social media platform. That has stoked fears it will become a host for hate and propaganda and leave the onus on users to combat bullying and misinformation. Beijing has been enforcing mass testing and closing down access to neighborhoods as China's capital seeks to contain a new COVID-19 outbreak. The announcement of the mass testing in the city of 21 million had sparked panic buying Monday, but the situation appeared calmer Tuesday. One of America's most iconic sports cars is going electric. VOA's Joe Ramsey reports.
U.S. carmaker General Motors announced Monday it is developing an electric version of its Chevy Corvette. The announcement comes as traditional automakers are in a race to produce more electric vehicles to compete with Tesla. GM has set a goal of overtaking Tesla in electric vehicle sales, and to achieve that, it plans to invest $35 billion in electric and autonomous vehicles by 2025. Although very popular with major manufacturers, electric vehicles currently only represent a small percentage of total car sales worldwide. In the electric sector, GM collaborates with Japanese carmaker Honda. At the beginning of April, they announced they would co-develop a new line of electric vehicles at affordable prices, with production due to begin in 2027. Joe Ramsey, VOA News, Washington.
And recapping our top story, Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov said Tuesday Moscow was ready to cooperate with the United Nations to help civilians in Ukraine, where Russia has been conducting a military operation for more than 2 months. From Washington, via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News. Music and more.